My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about points, not yards, and then taking care of the football. I mean, you look at the games that we've played. The first game last season, we were able to take the ball away and score touchdowns rather than field goals. And in the second game, the last game of the regular season last year, we had yards, but not as many points, you know, through touchdowns and whatnot. So it's points over yards and making sure we take care of the ball.
Sean McDermott this morning with Sal Capaccio before the Bills take off or took off for Miami. I'm guessing they've left by now. 8:15 tomorrow night. We'll be on the air all afternoon, including pregame coverage. Joe Ostrowski is in the plans at what will be his usual time this year on Thursdays for Eastern. Then eventually the roundtable, Chris Brown, Eric Wood, and then we'll leave and watch the game somewhere.
And then come back on Friday and talk about how awesome it was, hopefully.
Yep. That's the plan.
Yep.
Ron is with us. Ah, hello, Ron.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Ron.
The last guy you just had on for the from Miami, he's on a lot. I know. He's pretty good. I did not agree with what he's talking about is you have to have star receivers. And I'm not thinking, because Kansas City didn't do it the last few years. That's not what we want to see, but you could do it with one really good receiver, and Miami hasn't done anything with what they had, and they have a pretty good quarterback too, but I still think when you have the quarterback like an Allen or as Mahomes has proven, they're going to put the ball where it has to be, you know, so I think we'll be fine this year. I'm a little concerned that I don't remember Kincaid on the field. I know he made a catch or two, but he was just not part of the offense, and that worries me a little bit. So I was going to say that. And real quick for Bulldog, I don't know if you remember me. You helped me with that Family Feud game back in March.
Sure, April. Yeah. How's Ezra doing?
Yep. He's doing good. He had his liver transplant, and he's still a few weeks from coming home, but he's up and around, and he's walking down in New York City. And
well, we're really glad to hear that, Ron. That's excellent.
Yep, and I want to thank you for being part of that, man.
You're very welcome. Anytime. All right, thanks. Where did I want to? Sorry, I got all hung up on that. What was the front end of that? I forgot.
The point about receivers is not. I don't know if this is exactly what Armando would say, but I'm thinking of Eric Eager and our many conversations with him before he was rude and decided to take a job with the Carolina Panthers and leave Sumer Sports after having left PFF. His research, and it always made a lot of sense, was how you do want to have the second receiver, because as you get into the playoffs, and I don't know if the Bills have any, but as you get into the playoffs, just better defenses, more familiarity with you, more tape. And I think we've kind of seen this in the Diggs years. It's not as hard for teams to take away your number one. And Eric wasn't, as I remember those conversations, just talking about the Bills. He liked Cincinnati for this. You know, maybe Philadelphia would be a team like this. San Francisco. Kansas City's different. I mean, they won anyway. But in general, I agree that, I mean, when would you ever not want to be strong at any position? But I do think, look, for all the time we've invested in wide receiver these last few years, I'm not bailing out now. Like, this season is a test to see whether or not, without an elite receiver, maybe one will emerge, but without that, going in, the Bills can, you know, win in the playoffs, which is really all that matters this year. So I also have my doubts. I'm kind of with Armando in that way about this season, but these have been close games that they've lost, at least a couple of them, and you never know.
I know what I wanted to respond to. I thought you would bring up Eric Eager, so I sort of skipped over that part. The Kincaid point Ron made. Kincaid was on the field like crazy. He had the most snaps of any skill. Well, maybe not than James Cook.
No, he did.
Yeah, of any skill position player. Yeah, because Cook, yeah, they had backup running backs. He only got, you know, he didn't get targeted. There wasn't any production, but he was on the field a lot. Two targets, one catch. I think that's a sign. You know, he'll get his. I think anyway. If he's going to be on the field 73% or even more than that percent of the time, there's going to be targets there. So yeah, it was extremely modest. I don't know how hard they'll work to feature him, like have him be like the thing that the play is designed to open up. I think the idea of everybody eats is that they're going to take turns doing all that kind of thing. But I think Kincaid is still going to be the leading receiver on this team when it's all said and done. So, and his usage, I think, I'd be a lot more worried about where they're going there if he was lagging behind Knox in usage or something. But even though Knox saw a healthy amount of playing time, Kincaid blew him out of the water. So when they had one tight end on the field, I don't say it was exclusively Kincaid, but the numbers would tell you that that was probably the case.
I remain, this is kind of how I am with a lot of this stuff, I think, a little bit restless about Kincaid. And I'll say again, it's not because of any real questions I have about the player. I just have yet to see the Bills really.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Figure out efficiently what to do with him, because I want snaps, but really I want routes more than I want snaps. I want, you know, what do I want? I mean, I guess that can correlate. Of course it can, but Knox is always, for me, I've been expecting him to be on the field. He played 50-some percent of the snaps against Arizona, and it makes sense, doesn't it? For how they played in that game and kind of the team they've built. You've got Hollins for this as well. And if I've got a tight end who's not exactly a downfield threat, he's a little bit more than just a blocker, but you know, and I've got an outside receiver who's also there to be a strong blocker and reliable and make the occasional play, where am I getting the rest of my stuff? And that's Shakir, that's Coleman, and that's Kincaid in some order. And, you know, I'm just ready to see, like the caller is, you know, maybe a lot of people. I'm ready to see sort of a big game, right? Like this is year two. They didn't need it against Arizona. They didn't get it. I mean, he had 1 for 11 against Arizona. And apart from the games Knox missed last year, there's not a lot. The game in Miami would be his best game. If I don't know if Knox played in that game, but if he did, 7 for 84 for Kincaid in that game, that's sharp. I mean, you take that every week.
By the end of the year, Knox was back, so I would assume he was in that game.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Week 18 game, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just think it'll come. You know, that's it. I mean, I don't know it, but I think it will. Like, if when I'm thinking about whether or not, you know, Armando's making the point of it, they just got basically a bunch of guys, kind of like how we've been talking all year here, you know, off-season-wise. In my mind, I think if someone's going to emerge, it's going to be Kincaid. But, yeah, they're going to have to show it. I mean, they haven't demonstrated that they know exactly how to do that yet. I don't think that's unfair at
all.
That's
what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I just feel like someone's going to emerge and catch 80 passes for them. My money'd be on that dude.
His over-under this week, tomorrow, is 44.5. So if you think this is
that's
the week,
a lot of catches.
44.5 catches. Let me check yards. 380 yards and a half. Sorry, I forgot the fractions.
Hammer the under, people.
44.5 receiving yards. Tyreek, I think, is like 99.5. And it's minus money, the over.
The dude is good. That's what he is. Offensive player of the year. Thanks, Bulldog.
Yeah, scary. Yeah. I think he didn't win. Didn't he finish second? Didn't Lamb win? Or McCaffrey?
McCaffrey won.
Right?
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
How are you dealing with him on your fantasy teams, McCaffrey? What's a little bit of stress right now?
I don't have any McCaffrey.
Oh.
Do I? I mean, I don't know. I don't have the roster of the team we have together memorized, but I'm pretty sure we didn't pick him early. I know that. We picked last.
We picked last.
So we didn't have a look at him,
That's
I don't
right.
think. So,
we
yeah.
would have picked him at 12.
If he'd been there. Right. I would have run up with the card. The pick right. made itself.
Run
I
mean, to the podium.
She's so far and away, the number one guy on our board. Yeah, so I don't have any McCaffrey, so I'm not sweating it at all.
Two guys we did pick on that team, by the way, Bucky Irving, who had a very nice debut for Tampa. Tampa had a beautiful day offensively, yep. Mayfield and all of it. And then Jalen Wright, who was inactive, I think, for Miami in week one, but no Mostert. I guess I'd want to assume Wright is at least active in this game, but if Achan plays, it's Achan, then probably Jeff Wilson, and then Wright. But Wright's another one of these speed merchants.
But if Achan doesn't play, all right.
Yeah.
Jalen Wright season.
Yeah, maybe. So the team is thin at running back, as you will remember. Joe Mixon, offensive player of the week in the AFC. I don't see myself, if I may say so, I'm not your neighborhood Allen Honk, but Mixon, 159. His longest run in that game was 13 yards. That's the offensive player. What, he ran into the line for 5 yards 25 times? That's your offensive player of the week? Come on.
The only reason I care at all, like, I definitely don't mind. It's cool, especially when they play Miami and Allen gets offensive player of the week is awesome. I hope it happens again this week. When I saw that it was Mixon, I saw Rousseau got defensive player of the week. I had a little sag because I'm thinking about MVP, and I just feel like the more stuff he accrues here, like he was offensive player of the week 5 times,
right.
You know, right? It's just I would like to have that, you know, hanging on the wall.
Well, it's obviously good for Mixon's chances,
sure,
to win the MVP.
Did it move his odds?
I don't know. I do know whose odds moved the most in week one, and I will tell you after a break. Think about it. Who had the kind of week one where their odds went way... Is it up or down? Got a lot better.
Right. That works.
For his chances of winning.
Yeah.
Not for somebody trying to make a killing off betting on it. That'd be the other way.
Right.
Somebody who had a good week one.
Right.
Is it clear now? 803-0550 is the number. Talking some MVP here after a break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.